When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Indeed, ladies and gentlemen. God, we got a lot to talk about today. As a matter of fact, I just found out yesterday, I didn't know this, that Al Shaver died a few days ago. I don't know if you guys ever had a chance to meet Al Shaver. He's one of the nicest goddamn people I've ever met in my entire life. Very good at his job. He was a North Star. He was a North Star all the way. Because when they moved, they wanted him to move with them to Dallas. And he said, no, I don't want to do that, which was quite honorable. I met Al several times way, way back in the day. Could not have been a nicer guy. So sorry to hear that. The Shaver family, you've lost a great guy. No doubt about that. The Minnesota North Stars became just the Stars down in Dallas. Why can't you still? There is still a North Star over their heads. Why is that a bad name?
I think it's just because there was a idea that eventually hockey was going to come back to Minnesota. So it's just unfortunate that you sold it to the Lone Star State so that they could just drop the North portion. Hold the Stars for, like, you know, the Sheriff Star and, like, yeah, the stars above the Texas sky and that type of stuff. And
right.
Because I think everybody had hoped, like, the branding is just so good. The North Stars, the color scheme is great. I mean, look at the Wild. They've been kind of ushering back in. They call them the 78 jerseys where it's got the branding there, and that's what they took their team picture in. So I think everybody secretly wishes, I wish we could do the North Stars branding. They just can't do it.
You know what's hilarious about that? And a great guy, once again, great guy, a guy who owns the Minnesota Wild. I've known him for years. Really, really nice man. He's always really great to me and all the rest of it. But I always wondered why they chose the name The Wild. But then I realized he and his wife are both from out east. So when they fly into Minnesota, they're like, Jesus, we're in the middle of the wild out here.
Well, I know for that, it came down to a couple different names. The Wild obviously won, but there was the Minnesota Blue Ox. There was the Minnesota Freeze, which I hate those. Like the Colorado Avalanche, I hate. Like,
yes,
it's hockey, so it's snow. So like for baseball, it's like, okay, the Minnesota Slidings or the Minnesota Hits.
Yeah.
Like just, you don't need to do that.
The Minnesota Bunt. What did you call me? Thank you very much.
Bunt.
Bunt. I said bunt. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of that, by the way, Twins won again yesterday. 6-3, I believe, is the score yesterday. I do realize Chicago White Sox are a horrendous baseball. God, they're horrible.
Yes.
They're as bad. They might be the worst team I've ever seen in the major leagues. There have to be others, but I'm talking about what I've seen.
Yeah.
And look, we'll take a win's a win, so we'll take the win. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh my God, that team sucks.
Whew. Yeah. All you can hope for is that this is kind of the let's get some momentum rolling. Let's start feeling good about ourselves. Maybe this will carry over. We can kind of be reminded that, hey, we were a good team last year and we can do it again this year.
By the way, thanks a lot. I just got a text message. So you start with Al Shaver's dead, but the Twins are alive. Yeah, that's the segue. That's exactly what I meant to do right there.
Exactly the segue.
Oh, my God. That's the best you can come up with, Pally. I don't know. It's the whole thing is absolutely amazing to me. But, yeah, I mean, that stuff is very, very important. Norm, I don't even remember his last name. I used to get together with him all the time and have lunch over at on Excelsior Boulevard. Norm
Green.
What's his name?
Norm Green.
Norm Green. It is Norm Green. I thought that was his name, but And I always told you the story about the very last, when he took me to lunch and told me that they were moving to Dallas.
Yep.
Because our sports on KQ, I guess, had 8 billion listeners, so it was a good thing. But the entire lunch, remember, have I ever told you what I was distracted by the entire lunch?
Nah.
Not exaggerating with the length either. I'm talking to Norm Green the whole time, hair out of his nose. Oh. Every time he talked, he'd go, so what do you think of this, Tom? I don't know, Norm. What do you think? Well, I mean, honestly, God, that hair had to be 2 inches long.
The breath from talking was just like blowing it around like a wacky, the car lot inflatable guy. Yeah,
it absolutely was. There's no question about that. I got to ask you guys a question here because I have not read the story, but there's a headline this morning, and now chocolate is being wiped out by a COVID-like pandemic. What the hell is that? First of all, don't be wiping out chocolate.
Absolutely not.
I'm just telling you, man. Well, you take it personally. I understand that, but yeah. That's a different argument. I love chocolate. So one thing every diet I've ever been on, once in a while, Tommy has to palm a little chocolate, just a little.
I'm not going to tell the people, Olivia. I won't tell them.
Nope.
Thank you. I appreciate it immensely. But what do they mean a COVID-like pandemic?
I feel like that could be a super broad statement just to like get clicks.
Yeah.
Like.
Yep.
And because, I mean, in reality, COVID-like also could just mean like common cold-like because those kind of spread the same way, you know?
Yes.
Like,
yep.
You know, you're just around somebody and, I caught a cold. So frankly, this might be beneficial to me because I might actually lose some weight if chocolate is going away. That might be beneficial.
Well, it could be to all of us, but if chocolate went away, you may as well just put me in the ground for Christ. I can't live without chocolate. I can't. I cannot do it. There's no question about that. I can't even imagine it. There are even that they have this energy, little energy drop. You know, some of them are chews, some are drops, and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
They actually have an energy drop that's surrounded by chocolate. Okay. How much better could that be?
Send it my way. That's
during a break, I'll go get it and I'll show you the label on it. It's chocolate covered energy.
Oh my God. We may have gone too far as a society.
You think maybe that's a possibility? You might be right about that, actually. What the hell? I guess it all works out again. This next one, I know we got to get going here, but it's just headlines, so it's not that big a deal. The cicadas are so loud, people are calling 911 over a chirping cicada. You call we don't have anything better to do at 911, like put fires out or rescue people who are dying. Let's make sure that you don't hear the cicadas. Why don't you put earplugs in if it's so loud? I mean, seriously.
I feel like maybe people just don't know what the sound of a cicada is. Like, because, you know, sometimes But if they're right next to you, and I know in that, like, Illinois, because of the solar eclipse and stuff, like, you're having more than ever. Yep. It might be amplified a little bit more. It might be a little, and people are like, is there something burning? Is something happening outside that I don't know about? Hey, there's a noise disturbance. What's going on? Maybe they think it's somebody working in their garage, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I'll give them a pass if they've never heard a cicada or don't know what they are. But if you saw the bug and you know that the bug's making the noise and maybe there's a lot of them, 911 shouldn't be your call. Exterminator, pest control, you're shooting cicadas.
Actually, when I got the job at WAPE in Jacksonville, Florida, I moved down to Florida, had never been in Florida before in my life. So I was all excited because you always hear that, you know, wonderful Florida, blah, blah, blah. So I'm at WAPE. They put me up in this townhouse it was. It was where they put everybody that was new to town. But the cicadas in northern Florida, I do not exaggerate when I tell you this is a cicada in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Tom, wake up! It's like, honest to God, they're like, chirp! What the hell? Have you ever heard a bunch of cicadas at once?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! You kind of grew up on the edge of town, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I had a run in with some large cicadas down in Louisiana. Yeah, that didn't go well for me.
Called the cops though.
I did not call 911. I managed to escape the McDonald's parking lot in my car without dying or having to call 911.
What the hell? So, yes, skaters are so loud, people are calling 911, and now chocolate is being wiped out by a COVID-like pandemic. So far, the news is not that great this morning.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's just not enough. It's not the demand of chocolate. It's that there's not, like, cocoa farmers aren't investing enough to increase their yields. Mm. And so they increase the price of chocolate to try and say, hey, it's lucrative for you to be in the business so you can make more beans. So there's just not enough beans to grind into chocolate. Apparently.
I don't know. Like I said, I always go back to, what was it called? The In-Laws? Was that the name of the movie? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking, and one guy says to the other one, have you seen the prices lately? I mean, what's life going to be like when a 12-pack of Budweiser is $1,000? We're getting there, I'll tell you that. You saw it coming that was Peter Falk, actually. That's why that horrible impression I just did, I didn't identify who it was at first. Okay. So I could but I couldn't just do it and then lie and say, no, that was just a voice. I was trying to do Peter Falk and failed miserably.
No, I think it worked out.
That's what I'm saying. I loved him. God, did I love Peter Falk. Got to meet him once. What a thrill, man. One of the great actors of all time. Kind of like Judd in sports. One of the greatest of all time, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Goats. Judd's definitely on the GOAT status.
Mount Rushmore, for sure.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore, GOAT status, the whole shooting match. Well, he will be present in a couple of minutes. K&L Surplus and Ammo in Lionel Lakes is my choice for firearms and ammunition. As a matter of fact, I was watching a show yesterday. I thought of Jim because there was a guy that showed up in, The Rifleman. Guy shows up in wherever the hell that town was. I used to know the name of it, but I don't anymore. And he's carrying this rifle casing that he built himself. And the sheriff comes up and goes, oh, that's a good-looking rifle casing. What are you in town for? He goes, why, I'm here to kill Lucas McCain. It's like, Jesus. Why don't you be a little more obvious there, pal? Jim, the owner, is one of the most knowledgeable people in the business and is great at getting you into the right firearm for your needs. K&L Surplus and Ammo, they also work with local groups, like on raffles and auction fundraisers, that kind of deal, which is great, great business. And by business, I mean life itself. If your group has a fundraiser coming up, make sure to call Jim at K&L. Their number is 763-757-2614. He could put together a great package for your event and help you raise more money. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lionel Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can reach them by phone at 763-757-2614, or you can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
Indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Lindell. Let's talk a little Mike Lindell. MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. It is great of you to do that. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order, which is phenomenal. Save you a lot of money, man. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and will not last long. Six-pack towel sets, only $29.98, and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything's on sale, from the brand-new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb, dog blankets, couch pillows, so much more. So here's the deal. To get the best prices ever, all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com. You could also easily just pick up the phone and call 800-516-5146. Just use the promo code TOM. That's TOM, I said, damn it. And you get free shipping then. So you save money by using my name, which is kind of an honor. I got to be honest with you, you know. So call 800-516-5146, go to MyPillow.com, and use promo code Tom.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the king of sports.
Wow.
Yeah, I just found out that Al Shaver died, by the way, Judd. I did not know that. A few days ago he died.
Yeah, I think the family announced it, they announced it officially yesterday. Very, very sad to me because, I mean, he was... I think he's the best play-by-play man that I've ever heard in this town.
And he was phenomenal. He was phenomenal. There's no question about that. He, I don't know, like I said, just a great guy. Had the honor and pleasure of meeting him several times. Just a wonderful man.
You know what? It's funny because he was so good. And in this case, truly, this isn't, I'm not just saying this about a person because they passed away. In this case, he truly was a better guy than he was a play-by-play guy. And that is saying something.
Yeah,
you know, how many people in this business have no ego? He had no ego.
He didn't. You're 100% right about that, by the way. He had zero.
It's unheard of.
I was trying to think of another. You know who really has massive egos in the radio and television business? The people who suck. The worst ones have the biggest egos. What the hell is that based on? What are you basing that on?
That's why they think they're good.
I guess they support themselves. Look at Jude looking out the window. He's like, where's mom?
Yeah, Jude's not happy. Yeah, Jude is.
Not happy that mom's not home, man.
Jude is disgruntled right now.
Oh, God, is he ever. You know, she takes him out for a walk. He walks about a mile and a quarter, mile and a half with her every morning. Three blocks. I don't want to walk with you. He literally turned around and faced the other direction. It's like, oh, Christ. So I suck at that, too. I suck at dog walking, apparently.
It's not easy being us.
It really is not. There's no question about that.
Men got it hard. No question about it.
But I did want to mention Al Shaver because it was just a pleasure to know the guy, listen to him, all the rest of it. Just a wonderful man. Great at his job, Al Shaver.
Oh,
God bless you, pal.
It brought me back to, you know what I miss? Like, technology's great. Games are all on TV. There's a lot to like about now. I miss transistor radios.
Oh, I understand that. You know what? Where they were big is in Catholic Church. I will
never. Oh, God, yeah.
Maybe it was all churches, too, but they would have the little transistor radio in their suit coat.
Yep.
That inner pocket.
Yep.
And then they kind of sneak the little thing in their ear. They're listening to the Twins game during the whole service.
Or as kids, like with North Star games with Al on the West Coast, you'd put the transistor below your pillow.
Sure.
And your parents thought that you were asleep. And of course, in that day and age, the game probably was not on TV. So the only way to get it was through the radio.
Back in the day, you're absolutely right. There was very, very few games were on TV back when I was little, when the Twins first started off, obviously. But some of the greatest announcers of all time, that's the other thing. Minnesotans do need to understand several things. And one of those things they need to understand is we have had some of the greatest sports announcers in the history of sports in Minnesota.
Phenomenal. Very good.
What's the stadium announcer's name at Yankee Stadium again?
Bob Shepard.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium in Bronx, New York. I mean, it was like he was announcing the president. It was phenomenal.
Yep, and the cadence, you know.
Yep.
Number two, Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
They actually, you know, in Jeter's last All-Star game, the year it was played here when he was essentially put on the team as a Lifetime Achievement Award, they had Bob Shepard's introduction played when he came to bat here. It was awesome.
Just phenomenal. Yeah, Bob Shepard was unbelievable. Yankee Stadium, the original Yankee Stadium was just phenomenal. I've not been in the new one. I was in the old one.
Yeah, I was never in the old one before, obviously, the remodel in the 70s.
Right, yeah.
But I was in the second remodeled version, and God, it was special. It was so... It was a madhouse, too. It was like a New Year's Eve circus every regular season, like night. It was, I can't even describe it, but I loved it. Slightly dangerous, but I liked it.
Slightly dangerous, but because it bordered on some sketchy neighborhoods? Is that
what
you're saying?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, the crowd was,
that's what
you
I'm
know,
saying.
Before they banned beer in Wright Field, those right. guys were lubricated. No, I'm not even saying the people outside. I'm not even talking about the Bronx.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about the stadium. You'd get these people who were, like, arbitrarily start yelling and screaming, and it's like, there's nothing going on here.
Then I told you, Judd, my first attendance at a Yankee game in New York, 1982, I think it was, when I moved to New York, 83 maybe. I think it was 83, actually. I go to my very first Yankee game. I'm sitting about 10 rows up between home and third base, and I'm cheering for the Yankees, and, you know, because they're not playing the Twins, so I can cheer for the Yankees. All of a sudden, about two, three innings in, the guy behind me taps me on the shoulder and goes, "Hey, where are you from?" I said, Minneapolis. He goes, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I just moved to New York." He says, "Do me a favor. I'm doing you a favor, so you do me a favor." So what's that? He goes, "Take your wallet out of your back pocket and put it in your front pocket before somebody steals it. Welcome to New York."
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's funny you say that. So that's a great story, because everybody from here, for instance, seems to think New Yorkers are a-holes. And
no,
it's because
all.
We're not used to people being sort of frontal, but they're actually not. I remember my wife and I were walking down the street on vacation there, 15 years ago or so. And she has a map out because we're going, I forget where, but we're going somewhere. And we don't know. This guy comes up to us and he goes, "What are you looking for?" Like, I have no idea who the dude was. And then she told him. And then he's like, "It's this way, blah, blah, blah. Here's how to get there." I was like, "This is the greatest ever."
Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic.
People, New Yorkers were so nice to me. It was unbelievable. They put up with zero BS. I will say that.
Yes.
They will not put up with your BS, but they are. I had a ball because it's, you know what? "Hey, what do you think of this shirt?" "I think it sucks." "What about it?" You know, "Don't ask me. You don't want to know that I think it sucks? Then don't ask me."
Yes. Yes. And I think that the thing I like the most is the cliche about us here being passive aggressive is so true. And we sort of can fall into that trap. What I love there is you can't do that. You can't pull that. And so you're forced to actually confront people, which to me is much more fun.
Yep.
I loved it because I thought this is exactly like it should be. Now, yes. Some of them can be jerks. That's fine. But people can be jerks here. But I love the aggressive nature. And they have no time for, you know, dilly-dallying. They have no time for BS.
You're absolutely right. Another thing about New York that's great, you go to lunch and you're all of a sudden sitting next to Robert Plant. And then you go home and you live next. I lived next door to Joan Jett for 2.5 years and never saw her once.
Oh, I buy that. That's hilarious.
Not once did she ever come home.
That's hilarious. You know, we were at dinner one time with friends in a restaurant. Nice, not like huge, but a nice restaurant.
Right.
And my wife's like, "Our waiter's been in a bunch of shows I watch."
Oh, really?
Like an ex, you know, like speaking roles, but he doesn't make enough clearly to support. So it's like the waiter. It's like, "Yeah, I saw him on NBC last week."
No question about it. And again, my first conversation in New York City. I look at I'm riding in a taxi. His name's up on the medallion. So whatever the hell his name was, I know it. His name is like Ferdinand or something like that. So Ferdinand, he goes, "What?" I said, "It says your name is Ferdinand." He goes, "Familiarity breeds contempt." Oh, does it, familiarity? Is that right?
Oh, that's a, that's a line that ends up in a movie.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. No question. A lot of New Yorkers should be movie stars, I think. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, they certainly, if nothing else, they certainly can set the agenda for the scripts.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
It's marvelous.
So we got the Twins are winners. We got, everything in New York is great, which we did love. We loved New York.
No, and the big news tonight. We are on NFL draft round one tonight in Detroit.
You know what's great about that for me? Because I'm babysitting Jude, so I can't go anywhere. The Twins have a day game, and then the draft is after that.
Oh, beautiful.
What do you think of that action, baby?
Hey, you know what? Tell Jude, hunker down, get on that couch and enjoy the sports.
No, no, now he's looking back at us, I think, isn't he?
No, I think he's still looking out the window.
Yeah, and I think he's snoozing. I think he's snoozing right now.
He could be.
That's a good dog.
Who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy, Judy?
Who's a good boy? But yeah, we got the draft and the Vikings. So they're right now still scheduled to pick at 11 and 23, but the rampant speculation will continue that they're going to trade up and take a quarterback.
Yeah, I could.
Oh, go get him, Tobin.
I said, do you have any inside information, Judd? Like, this is the time to tell us who the Vikings are taking, where we're going to be who we're trading up for.
Well, I think it's going to depend. The problem is, I think that a team like the Patriots are going to wait to see if Washington takes Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback. Because if they don't, I think the Patriots might take him. Like, if Drake May goes second or J.J. McCarthy goes second, I don't think the Patriots are going to want to trade out of that pick. But I do think that there's a scenario which they would. I would bet on the Vikings. I think getting to 3 might be tough, but I think they'll get to 3, 4, or 5. And that would not surprise me at 5. And it won't surprise me if they take McCarthy. I think they'd really like Drake May. What I can't figure out is, so Drake May isn't, I don't know if he's ready to play right now, but I think his upside is so huge that the Vikings would like to get him. And because you could start, like, it's not the end of the world if Darnold starts. Because this isn't about trying to win a Super Bowl next season, right? It's about trying to win a Super Bowl down the road. So I think that if they could get May or McCarthy, I think they'd be thrilled. I think they'd be really thrilled with May. But they're going to have to go up. There's people now who are like, well, you stay at 11 and you let you bluff teams. You ain't in a position to bluff.
Right. No, I would agree with that. So who is the guy? If you had your choice, who would the guy be?
Well, with O'Connell and the infrastructure here, my choice would be Drake May because of his attributes, but I wouldn't start him week 1. In fact, I wouldn't start him for an extended period next season because he does need, there's fundamental things wrong, but those can be fixed. The thing I like is the Vikings seemingly, between the talent they have on offense and their coach, they have the infrastructure to make a quarterback successful.
What's great about that is I used to think this all the time, but I've never talked about it, that literally you take a guy out of college who's very successful and you start him the very first game. I mean, it can work, but it's very rare that it does work. You're basically taking every bit of confidence the kid built up in college away from him because all of a sudden he can't compete at the same level as everybody else.
Right.
You're ruining a quarterback by starting him out of the gate. That's a bad idea.
Well, yeah, and, obviously it can work, but the thing is you're talking about the mentality of the person. The other thing that I think is a huge problem is, and we don't talk about this enough, but there's a reason why the teams that draft high are drafting high. A lot of them have a lot of problems, and you're plopping a kid into a situation where, first of all, the infrastructure is questionable at times from a coaching standpoint, but there's also, Bryce Young. Carolina took Bryce Young at 1 last year, and he was an enormous bust. I don't know what's his fault. He might be a good player, but the problem is that team was so bad. And now the question is, how long can a kid take that before it does start to ruin him?
Yes.
So, to your point, but I don't think we talk nearly enough. It's why the Vikings would be such a good place to land. The Vikings give you an infrastructure in which you have a good chance to succeed.
Yeah.
The Carolina Panthers are a dumpster fire.
Well, that we could close with that. The Carolina Panthers, or the Panthers? The Carolina Panthers. I had that backwards. Whoa. I went with cancer there. Are the people in that state of cancer? Is that why I did that?
Well, yeah, the team might be.
Yeah, the team. Yeah. That's right.
You might have hit it exactly right. They might just be a cancer. But
Carolina Cancers. That's nice.
If they don't trade up and if they don't get a quarterback in the first round, I fear our party tonight at the Fillmore might turn ugly. So beware, Vikings. Do us all a favor.
You got the big party tonight?
At the Fillmore. Yes, we do. Sold out. I think it sold out in the first 2 days.
I didn't get an invitation. I wonder what
happened. You had to go. Look, dude, none of us did. You had to go to scorenorth.com to register. This is all beyond me, by the way. Blame Mackey. When you get him on tomorrow, ask him where your invitation was. Ask him why the heck he didn't tell you about it. Although I think he did. I think he did. I think we just all didn't get. I think we just all didn't get invitations to it.
All right, Pally. We will talk to you next Tuesday.
Awesome. Have a great one, guys.
You too, sir. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Eggert will join us right after this. Tom Bernard here for Olivia Weight Control Centers. Now is the time to get a jump on summer. You can lose up to 20 pounds or more in your first 8 weeks the Olivia way. When you join Olivia, you'll receive a personalized, doctor-recommended program tailored to your unique needs, goals, and lifestyle. Olivia's amazing team of registered dietitians, nutritionists, and I'm not just saying that, by the way. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't say that, because they are amazing. They've helped me out immensely. They'll guide you every step of the way, too. Join Olivia today and get your first 8 weeks for free. I'm only reporting my weight on Monday to Monday, which is the way it should be. Lost another couple of, two or three pounds last week, something like that. And I'm doing well this week. Now, look, I'm getting out. I'm walking. I already did, because Jude's with me. I can only get one third of my walk in. I'm going to do a third, and a third, so he's not by himself for too long. It's just how it is. But I continue to lose weight. I feel great. I go for my walks. It's a wonderful situation. Join Livia today. Get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livea.com, or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. I start them next week, next Monday, I believe, Monday or Tuesday. Because like I said, if you're going to be on it, I'm going to be on it. We're going to be shoulder to shoulder on this, Pally. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer. Visit Livia.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. Start your weight loss journey now and get a jump on summer the Livia way.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. Yes, I do. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car, because I'd like my car to work right. That'd be great. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning for your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market, the economy. He knows how to plan for your retirement. Do not put it off another day. The man with your plan is my friend, Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk, of course. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard, that'd be your boy here, is a paid endorser.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Not now, it isn't. It's the Chris Eggert Podcast now.
No, no.
She took over the wheel.
Nope, I don't want that wheel.
Oh, thanks for the compliment.
Listen, you're too big of a captain. I'm not even trying. I'm not even coming close.
You were talking about a car wreck. That's what you were talking about.
I never said that. You did. That was you.
I never said that. What's happening, pal?
Nothing. How are you?
Everything's pretty marvelous. I'm timing everything. Like I said, Catherine is up in Minnesota for a few days for grandparents' day at the schools and all that, and I'm down here taking care of Jude. As you see, Jude behind me is staring out the window. when's mom coming back?
Yeah, isn't that funny how they get so attached to, I mean, you know, it's not that it's everyone's dog, but how sometimes the dog, they get very focused on one person.
And people, I did get a text this morning. Well, why don't you just let him open the door, let him wander around the apartment? I said, because I don't trust him. He'd probably drop a deuce or something just to piss me off.
There's that too, that sometimes the critters can be very vengeful.
Oh, he can be, believe me. But he's worked. So far, he's been a good boy. You know,
has he been sick? Did I see Catherine? Yeah.
Yep, sorry. He's been sick for a while. You know, and the sad thing about that is he's 12 years old, so it's kind of an indication that a couple more years maybe. That's a tough road out, because he'll be our last dog that we've had. God, I don't even know how many dogs, and every time one checks out, it's a bitch, man. That's tough.
It is. It really is. Hate it. And it's also such a weird thing of like then replacing a dog too, and that, you know, and then whether or not you even do that, because you start thinking about like, well, gosh, it would be a lot more convenient to not have to have the dog X, Y, Z, you know? So yeah, it's tough. Well, let's not start digging his grave just yet. He's right behind you.
Well, but it led to a great memory. I can't remember the woman's name. She was a comedian. Very, very funny. She's a black woman in America today. Just funny as hell. And she told a story about having a dog, and she had to get rid of the dog. Because she said, well, I was asked, she's like, is that your dog? And I said, Tiz, yeah. And I said, Tiz. Tiz is a good name for a dog. I'm going to call my dog Tiz, because it went, Tiz my dog. So I named my dog Tiz. The only problem is my neighborhood. When I'd let him out, he'd run around the neighborhood for a while. I'd go out in the front porch and go, here Tiz, here Tiz. So everybody thought she was a hooker. One of the great jokes of all. God, who was it?
I did not see that one coming.
No, I didn't either. When she told the joke, I was trying to think of where it was. It might have been on Johnny Carson. I cannot remember her name, but she was phenomenally funny. Very, very funny. So what else is happening?
Well, here's a funny idea. When you think of film hotbeds and great places for there to be a wonderful festival like Cannes in France or something like that, what city would come to mind? What United States city comes to mind and film festival?
There's one in
Dallas. What's the one? What's that?
Is there a Dallas film festival?
I'm not sure.
Oh, no, it's Austin.
Think of the one that's like the most known in the United States.
Film festival.
Is it Sundance? Is that what it's called?
Yep. Winter. There you go.
Sundance. Well, apparently in a couple of years, they might move it. What? So I know. And the city of Minneapolis wants it to be here. Yeah. This film mecca.
Yeah. What?
Fact.
Yeah, when I think of Minneapolis, I think film hotbed, cinema hotbed.
Yeah, I think Sun and Dancing.
So apparently there's some kind of movement to move Sundance in the year 2027. It'll be the first time that it's ever been outside of Utah since it was created in 1978. And there's a push to bring it here to our great city, the Minneapolis.
The Minneapolis, I hated that so much.
I do too. I hate that so much.
It's
the dumbest thing in the world. Oh my God, I hate it. I know. Terrible. It makes my skin crawl. Good. Thanks for reacting that way. So,
not a problem.
Anyway, there's a push to bring it to Minneapolis as part of a bigger conversation that's happening at the state level about trying to fund a film office and to try to bring more movies here. Because there, I mean, you know, Fargo's and there's a lot of great movies that were shot here.
Yeah.
And, you know, Grumpy Old Men and there's several other.
Simple Plan. Wasn't that a good one?
Simple Plan.
Yeah.
Anyway, the tax structure has been such that a lot of these movies will film in other places because it's cheaper for them to film there. So there's some work at the state capitol to try to establish an office within the Department of Tourism in order to attract more movies here too. So I just thought it was really weird that Sundance was even moving, and the fact that it might come here, would it still be called Sundance if it was here?
I have a question for you. Wouldn't the tax rate on it be way too high for them to ever even think of coming here?
I mean, that's again, that to me seems, well, and the second thing is they might not be able to get an Uber when they get here.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I can't get around at all if I get there. That's very true.
Is they're going to have to download some shady fourth-party app, and but
that's still that's going a couple on, years huh? off.
I'm sure we'll get it all figured out.
Is that battle still going on for the Ubers and all the rest of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, why?
Maybe they can build a new light rail line between yeah. now and 20.
Well, the one in Hopkins, mm-hmm. that should be done by about the year 3000.
I think that's still optimistic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's been sitting there like that because, you know, where I live now is not that far from there. It's about yeah. a mile away, something like that.
Yeah.
I have to say, they haven't made 1 foot of progress in the years that I've lived there.
I cross it quite frequently in Hopkins and kind of down in Eden Prairie.
Yep.
There are points where it looks like it's done, like it's ready to roll. And I don't even know that I've seen any kind of work being done on it for, to your point, for quite some time. So I don't know what's going on.
I don't understand it either. God, I would think it'd be just a magnificent situation. I remember I got bitched at by what's the name of that outfit that does the something project or whatever it was?
Met Council?
Was it the Met? Well, it couldn't have been just the Met Council because this was the line that runs down to the Mall of America.
Yeah, I mean, I think Met Council. Well,
is that
I'm
the
not
Met Council?
Sure. Metro Transit.
Metro Transit. Yeah, I bet you that's what it is, Metro Transit. Yeah. But all I said in the air was it. Okay, we're going to open the line so you can go all the way from downtown Minneapolis out to the Mall of America, and you go on and blah, 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 blah. I said, you know how convenient that's going to be to ride that out there to Bloomington, steal your TV, and bring it back home on the subway? They did not find that funny in the least. It's first of all, I called it a subway, and it's not a subway.
Right.
So relax, you dumb bastards. God.
There are points, though, where that does go underground. So Yes. Right.
You mean society goes underground? Is that what you're saying?
The mass transit thing. There's also, as I recall, a movement at the legislature to not fund any further rail projects until the Southwest Light Rail project is done. Which, I mean, I could see an argument for that.
Question for you.
Yeah.
The Bright Line. I didn't realize that he sold it. What's his face? The space guy. Oh, what the hell's his name? He made tons of money. He started the Bright Line, and I think he wanted to go from Miami up to Orlando, and he finally got it going there. But somebody told me he bailed out of it. He lost like hundreds of millions, if not a couple of billion dollars.
You're talking about that fast speed rail that runs between Orlando and Miami? Is
yes.
that what you're talking about?
Yes. The Bright Line, Kevin. It's called.
Is it Wes Edens?
No, that's the guy who owns it now, right?
Oh, okay.
I think he's the one who owns it. This is the guy who actually built it, bailed out of it because he was losing his ass. Oh, you'd know his name, too. I can see his face.
I don't remember because that rail thing was not even, when I was living down there, it was not part of the conversation. But
Richard Branson, that's his name.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it was a privately funded rail project.
Devin, would you look up and see how much money Richard Branson lost on the Bright Line? Because it was a lot, baby.
Well, I think that's always the argument against rail is that it has to be highly subsidized in order to be able to operate. And, you know, the argument is the money could be spent on so many other things. But then you've got the flip side is, well, if we make it available, people will come to it. So,
yeah. So what'd you find, Devin?
I found that Brightline owes Richard Branson's group $115 million in damages, but I don't know how
that's
much.
That's just damages.
Yeah, it sounds like he got sued, but or he sued them and won.
He sued them, I think. So that's just the damages are $115 million. Can you imagine what the actual total price is?
Yeah, that's. Do you know anybody that's taken that, Tom?
I have a few times. Yeah, as a matter of fact, last year, Catherine and I, or last fall, I mean, not well, it was last year, I guess. It was last spring, actually. So it was about a year ago. Catherine and I flew into West Palm Beach and we're hanging out and went, hey, let's go to the Twins game. They're playing the Miami Marlins.
Yep.
So we hopped on the Bright Line, took the Bright Line down to the stadium. It stops right next to the stadium, so it's phenomenal. That's nice. It was great. Yeah. Riding it was great. You know, one thing I did notice, though, I met a bunch of people on the way down. I can't remember how long it took because it stops a few places you know, on the way down. But we're talking and laughing and joking, having a great time and all the rest of it. We get back on the train, 9 innings and 3-4 six-packs of beer later for the other people. The same people, hey, how you doing? How's it? What are you looking at? Like everybody was just hammered. It was weird.
Well, at least they're not driving, right?
Geez. I think that's why they drank so much, because they didn't have to drive. They just took the train down there.
I might have done that a time or two at a Vikings game and taken the light rail home. So
it's a possibility. All right, Pally, a brilliant report again today.
Gents, have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, Mr. Eggert. I appreciate it. Channel 5's Chris Eggert is brought to you by, I always like to call him Mr. Eggert because he never, ever responds to it. I know his name is Eggert, but I call him Eggert, and he never responds. He's very good at that. Channel 5's Chris Eggert is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation at 952-925-5608. We shall take a break, be right back. Take a look at the news, what's happening in the news right after this.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearm safely and worry-free. Very, very important. You've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one, don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely and through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's an extremely knowledgeable guy, great guy, too. Will help you get top dollar, which is very important, of course. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off of your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lana Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. A little news, a little information. I made a promise. I always follow through on my promises. You see this right there? Can you? I got to turn
it on. Oh, yep.
Here, let me give you the close-up on it.
The Calm Supplement.
Yeah. Good Day Chocolate Calm Supplement. Do you think when you're eating chocolate, do you think calm?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay, good.
I'd say so. I think they got it right.
By the way, they are delicious. I don't even know if they calm me down or not, but they are absolutely delicious. Chocolate-covered calming supplement.
Yeah, you forget, like, they're so good, you forget that it's a supplement, and so you're like, wow, I just ate three of these, I'm about to sleep forever.
Hey, probably better not do that, but you know, what the hell. It all works out in the end. Yeah, new chocolate's being wiped out by a COVID-like pandemic. I just, how could chocolate be wiped out? Doesn't it come from the cocoa bean? It's wiping out the cocoa beans. Is that what it is?
Yeah, there's a cocoa bean shortage that they're not able to grind. And so they're doing, they have a 3 to 5 year plan, it looks like, to incentivize more cocoa farmers.
Viruses don't just target humans, because apparently chocolate is facing its own COVID-19-like pandemic right now. A viral disease is ravaging the coca trees in West Africa, where more than half the world's chocolate... I did that. Still more than half is from Africa. I did not know that. This is the Ghana and the Ivory Coast, the Ghana area. It's called the Cocoa Swollen Shoot Virus Disease, or CSSVD. Let's not go with VD at the end of chocolate. What do you say?
All right, I'm fine with that.
Yep.
Say, have you ever had a chocolate venereal disease? I don't know. I have not. It spreads thanks to, oh, there you go. Not a shock. It's spreading because of mealybugs that feed on the trees. Once infected, the plant exhibits symptoms like swelling of the stems and roots, red veins, or red vein-ish. Why would they that be?
Maybe I just don't know plants, but like, I didn't know they could get sick like
I didn't either. I didn't get red veins on a plant.
You got to take it like in a pot to like a doctor and get like a shot or something? What's going on?
I'm wondering. I mean, I never heard of that myself. I didn't get red veins in a plant when it's sick.
Yeah, it looks like the leaves. So how like the leaves have like the veins and stems or whatever in them, those turn red.
Hmm.
Why? What turns them? The disease turns them red, but where would the red come from?
I don't know. Probably some sort of bacteria reaction to like the bugs biting it, I guess.
Yeah.
The mealy bugs. You know, there are days when I wake up and I go, there are mealybugs. My God, am I glad I don't live in Africa. They still got tons of that stuff over there.
Or Australia is another one where I'm like, I would never, ever move to Australia. Because they're like, you have to, you know, tap your shoe to make sure there's no scorpion in it. They've got snakes and you might get kicked to death by a kangaroo. Like, no, thank you.
God, those kangaroo deals, when they have video of people walking up to a kangaroo. The kangaroo waits till the last possible millisecond and kicks him right in the chest. It's like, God.
And it's just over for you.
Right. And it is over. Well, they teach him to box, for Christ's sake, with their feet.
Yeah, well, I think it was on here a while ago. We talked about there was like the super jacked kangaroo that was all famous because it looked like it was in the gym lifting weights with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
Well, there's always the clip that I see that gets circulated. It like pops up every like 6 months or whatever. It's the kangaroo in like a lake or a river, and it's got like a dog basically in like a headlock.
Mm-hmm. Oh God!
But then some guy goes out there while holding his camera, and then you know just smacks it on the nose, and the dog starts running away. But then he like kind of boxes up and he smacks the crap out of this kangaroo, and then the kangaroo's like, whoa! I didn't expect all this, and then they just kind of have a stare off, and he backs up to the shore, and everything's fine, but.
I love that. All right, you guys can't lie about this. These are 8 bad habits that make you age faster. If you have a bad habit, do not lie about this, all right?
Okay.
I'm looking at you too. No lying. The 8 things, again, 8 bad habits that make you age faster. Now, we all look very youthful, so we must not be doing this.
Correct.
The first one makes me want to puke, for Christ's sake.
Okay.
Number 8, never brushing your teeth.
If you don't brush your teeth, we need to have a serious conversation.
I have a question for you. If you didn't brush your teeth, would that change the taste of food in some ways?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
I
would
think so, yeah. I mean, why would you want that to be? Why do you want food tasting weird because you don't brush your teeth?
Right. You're like, this food tastes spoiled. No, it's actually your mouth.
Yeah, your mouth is actually just rotting. Yes.
I love those guys on like the World's Dumbest when they have the guys who have just the one tooth left. They're all gone. They got the one tooth, and now that's got to go.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus. And of course, they wrap a little cord around it, take it away, and put it on their Mustang, and drive away at 30 and yank it right out of his face. That's a hillbilly deal right there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That is definitely hillbilly. Okay, that was number eight. Number seven, bad sleep. One thing I have to mention is I didn't know this because when Catherine's in town, Jude sleeps in her bedroom. Mm-hmm. Because back in the day when I was getting up at 4 a.m, Catherine and I didn't sleep together. For like 37 years, we only slept together on weekends and stuff. But she sleeps with Jude every night.
Mm-hmm.
That boy can snore like you wouldn't believe. Holy crap. Middle of the night, it's like, rah! What is a semi coming for Christ? He snores like a madman. I didn't know dogs could snore that loudly.
Yeah, my dog will snore every once in a while, but yeah, not that loud.
No.
That seems dramatic by Jude.
Well, now he's sitting next to me. Now he likes me for some reason.
You heard you call him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, now, of course, he's asleep, but he's not snoring because I'm not on the bed.
Of course.
Pill. Okay, chronic stress, long-term stress, your body limits your body, the ability to repair itself. That, I think, is a very important one because Catherine brings this up all the time. It's like, you've been stressed out your entire life. And I suppose that's probably true because I saw that craziness going on. I probably am always stressed out. She's probably right about that.
Yeah, and it's clearly taking a toll on her.
There's no question. I'm going to drop dead any minute. Here's another one I'm going to skip right over. Too much booze. Although I was never a booze drinker. I drank beer and wine. Once in a while, I'd have a scotch, but I never cared for like hard booze.
Yeah,
you guys drink that?
Not often. Like I'll have a beer or a seltzer. I don't know about you, Tevin.
Yeah. I used to like, there was a point in time where I was like, oh, I love scotch. Like that just, it tastes good. But now right. like, I'm like, I'll drink every once in a while, but it's definitely cutting it out now.
Yeah.
There you have it. That's there are eight of them. That's the bottom four. We'll do the top four after we talk to, Mr. Hodge, Edwin Hodge is going to be with us, so we need to go to break here to make sure that Mr. Hodge gets on time. Edwin Hodge promoting his new sci-fi thriller. You guys love sci-fi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too.
Even if it's like a Sharknado where it's supposed to be bad, give me one of those every once in a while.
I agree. I still like it anyway. It doesn't matter. We shall take a break. Be right back in a couple of seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Edwin Hodge will talk about his new sci-fi thriller, Parallel, now available to stream. See, now, right there, Edwin must have known that Catherine's out of town, so I need something to watch.
Yes.
Yes. He said, let's fill your weekend with something other than, you know, doctor's appointments and walks with Jude.
Shut up. Now you made my day miserable. Way to go. We'll be right back. Edwin Hodge with us right after this. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever. When you use promo code TOM, you get free shipping on your entire order. You get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM, and you can get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You damn right you are, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody wanted me to hold that up again so they could go buy it. Wait a minute. I turned it the wrong way. So you can see that, can't you?
Yeah, we can see that. And those work well to help you kind of relax at the end of the night and fall asleep?
Yeah, you calm down. It's nice. I only do one at a time, so I don't know if you can do them by the fistful or not. What would happen?
Yeah,
because it is delicious chocolate, by the way.
Yeah,
it's not like some fakey chocolate. It's really good chocolate. So
nice.
That's the ticket there. We good to go?
Yeah, we've got Mr. Hodge on the line.
Magnificent is new sci-fi thriller Parallel, now available to stream, marks the first project produced by Hodge Brothers Productions Company, he created with his brother Aldous Hodge. Grief-stricken after the loss of her child, Vanessa takes refuge at a lake house only to be met with an aberration of herself from a parallel universe and realizes the multiverse gates hold the key to releasing her grief or trapping her forever. Edwin, how are you?
Great, man. That's a perfect introduction right there.
That's what we got to do. I used to do a lot of movie trailers back in the days when I lived in New York. I did a ton of movie trailers, and it was always...
Oh, dope.
I love that stuff anyway. I just absolutely... And by the way, I want you to know, Edwin, that there must be a God, because my wife is out of town. She left for like 4 or 5 days. Better time to release a sci-fi thriller when Tommy's all alone in the house by himself. I'll be watching it tonight. I'm watching it tonight, Edwin.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Man, it was a great project to work on.
So how did it all start? Well, how'd the idea come to you?
So the original film, Parallel Force, written by and directed by Lee Zhang, a buddy of mine acquired the rights to make the American version. Originally, they wanted my brother and I to come on and play brothers in the movie. Long story short, we ended up producing and writing as well. This was the first project, once again, under the Hodge Brothers umbrella, in which we were, you know, going to develop this film from start to finish. We took about 2.5 months to really flush out the script. After that, we got Karusha Hari on board, who is our director. He directed a film called The Night, which, you know, I love his use of color and frames. And so, you know, I thought it would work for Parallel Force. And then after that, we got the amazing Danielle Deadwaller on board to play Vanessa. And, you know, she just came in and brought so much life and depth and character to, you know, the black and white that I had on the script. So, that's kind of how it all came to be.
Are people still wild about, because I got to be honest with you, I grew up a little child loving, it's really kind of interesting. I'll move all the way from I started loving films like this when I was a little kid, and then I got married. And it's what's interesting about, we have my wife, we have a son and a daughter, and my wife and son do not like horror films. My daughter and I love them. How does that even happen? How does that happen, Edwin? Is there any study going on why people do like or not like a certain type of film?
I'm sure there is a study. I actually haven't looked into it myself. You know, I grew up loving, Friday the 13th and, you know, Chainsaw Massacre, Birds. You know, I grew up loving horror. You know, it was one of my favorite movies, you know, growing up. So, you know, I just think there's just certain, you know, there's a certain switch in people who love, you know, the adrenaline, the intensity, they like being scared. Like it's a weird psychological thing, but they enjoy, you know, being scared, the horror, the terror. Whereas I just think some people can't look at blood. You know, it's just
right.
it's something that's innate in their system that doesn't allow them to react the same way that we would react to it.
You know, what's great about it, Edwin, is I look back and I just had some great memories talking to you about this because I grew up in a neighborhood. It's the Broadway Theater, the Empress Theater. And in my neighborhood, and it was, I don't know if it was at other films or not. I never heard at other films, but when you went and saw a thriller, sci-fi thriller or a horror film or whatever, everybody was talking back to the screen the whole movie.
The whole time. Why are you doing that? Don't go there.
Don't go in there, girl.
But that's what it did, right? And I think that was part of the excitement as well. It really tapped into you in a way that you were fighting for somebody on screen who this is already scripted. Like they're gonna die. Don't worry about it. You can't save them, you know. But here we are thinking, you know, we can, or we're just calling them stupid because they went into the wrong door. You know, that's the thrill of it all.
Yeah, I was trying to think. The kind of neighborhood you grew up in, but then why would my son not like them? My daughter liked them because they grew up in the same exact neighborhood in the same house.
Neighborhood, yeah.
I love going to these kind of films. Like I said, thank God that you came on today because now my wife's out of town, so I can sit down with our dog and watch a little parallel. I'll be in great shape. I'll be in a good mood tonight because of you.
Yeah. Hopefully, brother. Hopefully, man. I definitely hope you enjoy it. You know, as far as storytelling goes, we tried to do the best job to really make sure people were just second guessing everything that they were seeing or feeling. We really wanted people to go on a ride as Vanessa is going on her journey.
I do not remember the first movie. Just this line I'm going to read from your descriptor, the movie preview. When that first happened, I don't know, but I did notice as a child, the line in your descriptor that you sent, grief-stricken after the loss of her child, Vanessa takes refuge at a lake house. That became a very important part of movies for me because if they were grief-stricken, loss of a child, loss of a husband, a wife, or whatever, if there was a reason for them to be so sad, it always made the horror films much better.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's got to be purpose, right? There's got to
be, and
there's got to be heart. That's the other thing that has to be what I think has to be in most films. But there's got to be heart, right? Because when you really add, love or something that you know people can actually connect themselves to, which is you know a mother and the loss of a child. You know, even if you haven't lost a child, I know there are parents who have thoughts of what would happen if, you know, and
right.
so, you know, it's one of those things where you have to make these characters super relatable so that the situation that they're in, even if it is, you know, far-fetched like a multiverse, the situation is real no matter what, you know, and that was the whole idea behind it. It's just that, This has to be real. The grief that the father is going through. He's feeling
right.
his own guilt. He doesn't know how to bring his wife back around or make her happy again. Are they going to have is this leading to divorce? You know, then you got the brother-in-law who is just, he's there trying to support both of them and hold all the pieces together. And it's like, you know, he doesn't know what to do. He's, you know, been through his own, you know, struggles. I'm not going to say what it is, but he's been through his own struggles, you know, as far as the death. So it's one thing to kind of just go for the jump scares and the gore and, the kills or whatnot. But it's another thing where you can actually add some depth and some heart into the story. And, you know, once again, just make it, you know, super relatable.
I will tell you, Edwin, honest God, it helped me out as a kid because I had a pretty rough childhood, no question, very poor, and I'm not going to go on and on about it, but, you know, caused a lot of grief and all the rest of it. And to go to a movie that's, you know, up there on the big screen and you go, Man, their life's worse than mine is. They got a worse life than I do. I feel pretty good about myself after leaving this movie.
And that's another thing that films did, right? It presents, you know, different perspectives and different stories for people to tap into. And, you know, whether you're looking at a film saying, oh, well, their life is worse than mine, then my life can't be that bad. Or you're looking at a film and you're like, oh my God, that he has that. I can get that. I can obtain that. Like, I just need to follow those steps. Like, you can give people inspiration, you know, but then you can also let people down. That is the way we work with film and television. It's really playing on every single emotion, every single thought, every single feeling, physical ability or physical disability. You just gotta make it real. And, you know, those who do watch it, you go on an adventure. And you know, you as a child, myself as a child, you know, I didn't have like the greatest beginning myself. You know, I was homeless a few times and things of that nature too. But, you know, film took us away. You know, TV took us away from the trauma or the depression or what so forth that we were going through in our life. You know, when COVID happened, I mean, everybody was running to streaming, and there wasn't enough. There wasn't even enough content, it seemed, for people to watch, because they were just that's what was the thing for them to make them happy or feel like they, you know, they have some type of life. It's cinema and chocolate. Like,
those baby. Things,
you know, you'll survive a depression with cinema and chocolate. Like, you'll be good. But you know, it's our job. It's our responsibility to tell these stories and, you know, identify with people around the world, and also just, you know, teach and educate and you know, just present a different light. You know, whatever it may be. You know,
no doubt about it.
That's why I love it. That's why I love it.
Edwin, I know you got to go, but one final question. When I'm watching Parallel tonight, sitting there with my dog, just me in my house, all alone, will I be able to say, "Don't go in there, girl"?
Oh, man. you might have a couple of those moments.
You
might have a couple of those moments.
Edwin, come back, man. I love talking to you about this stuff because you're into it as much as I am, and I love this stuff. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Edwin Hodge, ladies and gentlemen, his new sci-fi thriller, Parallel, now available to stream. I'll be watching it tonight. Catherine just will not watch them. I don't know. Some people does she get too rocked by them? Is that why she doesn't like to watch them?
I'll say credit to her for the planning. She knew that this movie was coming out tonight. Yep. So she knew, I got to get out of town. I got to find an excuse so he can watch this movie alone. So look at her, always thinking ahead. You know,
she always, you hear Jude coughing.
I thought that was you for a second. I was like, oh my God, do we need to
No, he's had a cough the last, we're trying to get rid of it, and it just won't go away, man. Mm-hmm. And like I said, he's 12 years old. That's very scary. Mm-hmm. What are you going to – I loved him, man. What a great guest he was.
Yeah, he was awesome.
And, like, passionate – like, I don't really know anything about him other than today, and I bet that movie is actually pretty good because it seems like he thought about the reason why he was making the movie, not just I want to make a movie. So I bet that movie is actually pretty damn good.
You know, we're already on the subject of horror, the horrifying Kristen Burt. Kristen Burt, KB2, is next.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw & Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankoga.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. I was talking to Bilski yesterday. He said, yeah, way to make Kristen cry. Way to go. I said, I didn't make her do anything. I was just contributing to her conversation. That's all it was.
No, you didn't make me cry. Somebody else made me cry, but who's not here. And I just want to say thank you to all of your listeners because a lot of people reached out. They're amazing. We have an army that is flying to Massachusetts to kick shins. I am not recommending violence, so we're not going to kick shins because all of us will be in jail, but we are going to let the legal process take place. And I cannot wait to share this story because let me tell you, if I wrote this as a screenplay, really? You would all tell me it is not believable.
Yeah, people are unbelievable these days. There's no question about it. They probably always have been, but what I try to do, Kristen, and I can't watch the national news on any level, on either side. I just can't watch it because it's all a money-grubbing puke is what it is. I don't understand why you want to cause people to be more hate-filled just by delivering news that has a certain lie, a certain bend to it that you put in there. Why do you want to make people miserable just so they'll watch you and you can make more money? Really?
I think it's like hurt people. Like that phrase really makes a lot of sense. And when my family's in a tremendous amount of pain from a loss, someone else is causing an additional level of pain. And I think, I mean, you guys heard it from me yesterday. I won't cry today, I promise.
Come on.
Oh my gosh, I can cry. Like, I mean, this is like, this pain, to be honest, and I promise I'm not going to get emotional, but this lives like right below the surface.
Sure,
do you know what
absolutely.
I mean? Like, if you ask me, like, how are you at the wrong time, I just go, hi. So I really do appreciate the notes and the emails and the DMs because they really meant so much. And I hope nobody ever has to go through something like this because it sucks. All I can say is that it sucks.
This was my day yesterday. KB2 starts crying on the show. It was very honorable because you have a deep belief in something in your family, which I just love that. So we started off the day with you crying. And then Catherine got to Minneapolis last night and went to Alex's house with the two grandchildren. And Fawny said something, Catherine, she starts crying when I'm on the phone with her. So you, KB1 and KB2, crying on the same day.
Something in the air. I don't know what it was because I usually can keep it together during like something like this. I mean, because this brings me a lot of joy. So yesterday I was like, oh, the money thing. Oh.
But you know what? The thing that tied it all together, one unfortunately sad, the other one very happy, the tears were caused by family. Isn't that amazing? That's mm-hmm. wonderful.
It is.
I love that. All right, what's going on in the family known as Hollywood? What the hell?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I brought alcohol for Tevin and AJ from my cruise ship.
Okay,
thing last
the booze
night.
Cruise.
And,
okay, all right.
I'm on the first flight out.
I know. I was like, come to LA and we'll give you the Prosecco from the naming ceremony of Carnival's Fiorenza.
Fiorenza?
Fiorenza.
Fiorenza. Really? Yeah, it was really fun.
Question. Did they like smash like a bottle of champagne or whatever over the side of it?
I thought they were going to do that or do like the, you know, yes. like when they take the sword.
Right.
They actually, and I don't know because I haven't been to, this is my first naming ceremony, but they actually took us into the theater. Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls, probably a lot of people know him as Aaron Samuels. He was the godfather of the ship. They poured it over a bell. And then once like it filled up, that was the official naming ceremony.
Fiorenza. Okay.
So, Fiorenza.
I like that name. It's a good name. There's no
it's
question.
A good name. It was a great night. We had a delicious dinner. We got to like go all over the ship. It holds about 6,000 passengers. It is huge.
Whoa.
And it sets sail today from Long Beach, California for its inaugural venture. So it was really fun, really a fun night. And I got to speak with Jonathan Bennett and it was cool.
So life is wonderful.
Life is wonderful. Yes. Especially for the people going on their 8-day vacation today.
Oh, it's an 8-day vacation on top
it's
of
an
it.
8-day vacation, the first sail. I think they're doing Mexico, so it should be a fun one. They're going to like Cabos and Playa del Carmen. It should be a fun trip
all
for
that
them.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Magnificent. That sounds wonderful. I had a friend that moved there, as a matter of fact. Where did he move to? He might have moved to South America, though, not Mexico. Where is, what the hell was the name of the town he moved to? I can't remember, but he loves it there. Just absolutely loves it. I think it's in South America, though. Costa Rica? Does that make sense?
Oh, Costa Rica's in Central America.
Central America. So it was Central America. Okay.
Central America, okay, yeah. So, yeah. Mexico's North America. Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Costa Rica is a wonderful vacation. If anyone has not done it, add it to your list. It is worth doing.
You know what he did? He did very well in the record business. He was one of those guys. First thing he did, moves to Costa Rica. First thing he does in Costa Rica, built a tree house. It's like, what?
That's very Costa Rican, to be honest.
I guess it is.
And there is a huge expat community. Does he run a business there? Because it's very easy to move there if you run a business. Yeah.
I think he might. That might be the case. There's no question about it. But he looks so happy. Last time I saw him, he's building a tree house in Costa Rica.
Pura vida. Yeah, that is the. I mean, if you want to go zip lining, see the rainforest, see a volcano, go to the beach. They have all these different types of climates and the wildlife is unbelievable. The monkeys will go right into your backpack and steal your banana and while you're on the beach swimming. So
I've never been there. I'm gonna have to get to Costa Rica one of these
days. Oh, great. Yeah, you have to do it. Honestly, very fun vacation.
Can I go in a rocket so I get there like an hour?
Oh, no. It is a little bit of a haul.
It's a haul. There's no doubt about
it's
that.
It's a haul for sure. Kind of breaking news. Not great news. This is not great news. I know. I'm here to like take the tone down.
By the way, if you tell me Catherine's not coming back, I'm never talking to you again. That's the bad
news. You would never talk to me again. You would like hang up on me. You'd be like, AJ, kill button.
It's true. You get the kill button.
Yeah.
Okay. Bad. So this is bad news or just depressing news?
Both, actually.
Both? Okay, great.
Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction overturned by New York Appeals Court.
Why?
Because the judge in the case found that there was prejudice because they allowed women who were not involved in the case to actually testify. They have ordered a new trial. He's going to remain in prison, though, because he's already serving over 20 years for his California conviction. So,
right.
This is just, you know, another step in the legal process, and they're just going to have to start the trial all over again, which, remember, for sexual assault victims, that is another traumatizing event to have to testify again.
Oh, God, no question. And we have to sit through that yet again, that puke Harvey. Was he as horrible as he appears to be?
You know, he is a very intimidating figure. And I have, I know I've talked about this before, but I interviewed him, and I'm going to say we're going to go back to maybe 2013 or 14. I interviewed him and I cracked a joke and he actually laughed and smiled and a friend happened to snap the picture. But now when I look back at this photo, I notice how much he is towering over me. And remember, I'm 5'3". I'm normally wearing heels. So let's say I was about 5'5", 5'6". He was still towering over me. And I think of all of those poor women who were trapped in a hotel room. Yeah. There is no getting out of that situation. He's big. He was a big guy. And, you know, at 5'3", I'm like, I'm no match.
How tall is he?
He was over 6 feet and very stocky. Broad. So I wouldn't have the strength to honestly get out of there safely.
And maybe that's what he counted on, the fact that he could, you know, power over everybody.
He's a very intimidating presence. That is the truth. So the fact that I had made him laugh, everyone was like, oh my gosh, you made Harvey Weinstein laugh. And I, at the time, I think I made a post about it. And now I look at it, I'm like, oh gosh, this is so creepy, this photo now, knowing his history.
Yeah, that's got to be tough to handle. There's no question about that. Why do they waste our money and our time on having these? Weinstein's not going to get out of prison alive. He's going to die in prison. Why are you wasting our time and money on this puke?
I would love to know that the answer to that. Amazing. And they're going to say due process. So like, you deserve a fair trial. And of course, if you were an innocent person, you would want that fair trial. But we know that he's guilty. That's not even...
Exactly.
There's no doubt in my mind.
You know, this whole thing, the battles that are going on between the Trumps and the Bidens, and they're going to prison, no, you're going to prison, oh my God. Predicted on the KQ Morning Show way, way back in the day when they went after Bill Clinton, I said, this is a huge mistake because this is never going to end. Once you go after the president, this is never going to end. And it's true. And it will never end now. It's only going to get worse and worse and worse.
And who was the biggest person punished in the Bill Clinton thing? Monica Lewinsky.
Lewinsky, yeah, absolutely. It was a horrible idea. And move on. No matter what he did, maybe on a personal level you could do it. But for the government to go after him, it was the Republican Party that went after him, not the whole government. Mm-hmm. Big mistake. Because look what it did. Now everybody's a criminal. Everybody should go to jail. You're a horrible person. No, you're horrible. Bad idea.
Yeah, it was a tit for tat. Yep. And it's not great.
It is not at all. So what else is happening?
All right. Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
You're ready. Jennifer Aniston wants to reimagine the movie 9 to 5.
That'd probably be okay. I like that movie, by the way. That's a good movie.
I do too. And I think like a lot of the themes from the movie with like really sexist boss still hold true in 2024.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, my thought was, is it a reimagining where it's a female boss and three male employees instead of the Jane Fonda, Dolly Parton, and Lily Tomlin?
God, what a great cast that was, though. That was a
Dabney Coleman is so good, too.
He is a amazing.
Terrible boss. Okay, Tevin and AJ, have you seen this movie? Because it goes back to the 80s.
Yeah. I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, I had to do a quick Google search. 9 to 5, 1980.
Wait, you know the song, right?
Yeah, working.
Rapid,
9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where it comes from. It comes from the movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, I great love connecting movie. The dots for all of y'all. So... No, so guys, at some point you have to like watch it.
Okay.
Because I would love to see what you think. This was a really huge movie at the time, but a lot of like the sexism in the workplace, I think it just still happens. I mean, I think it's better, but and the women take on their boss, so they basically tie him up and torture him, which is not great. So true. I wonder how they reimagine that aspect of it.
That part's going to stay the same.
Yeah.
That'll be okay. No question about it. So everything else is good, though.
Yeah, everything is good. I'm alive.
Well, being alive is a good thing.
Alive is a good thing, yes.
I'm just trying to picture this movie now, and I can't get it out of my head, and it's going to be your fault. It's going to be in there all day, because that movie, for what it was about as good as it could get. So why would you want to remake a movie that was really, really good?
That's what I was asking.
Yeah,
there's a lot of times when they remake a film and it's just never, it should just stand the test of time. Like, we made this, it was an original idea, and we're good with it. So why does Jennifer Aniston want to remake it? And the only thing I can do is, I think about, is like flipping it, the script. You make it a female boss and three male employees.
But look at the personality of those three women that were in the original one. Jennifer Aniston doesn't have that kind of personality. And she's good. That's not what I'm saying. But she's not Dolly Parton. She's not, I mean, I'm talking about being able to deliver the big, big personality. She doesn't have a really big personality, does she?
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
She's pretty subtle. She's a pretty subtle personality. And that's the thing, too. Like, look at these three women. They are still working and killing it in the entertainment industry all these years later.
No question. What's the TV show that Lily Tomlin was just on? It was really, really good. She was really good in it.
She was with Jane Fonda. Frankie and Grace.
Frankie and Grace. There you go.
Yeah.
Really good. I don't know if you want to mess with that kind of thing.
That's what I think. Yeah. I would rather just like let it stand the test of time and be good with it. But Jennifer Aniston thinks she's got a new spin on it. So we'll see what that is.
Well, hopefully it'll be good. We need some good movies coming out, right?
I'm looking forward to The Challengers. Anyone else? Zendaya's new movie, her tennis movie.
Oh, that's right. Because she just posed in the picture with the like tennis heels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tennis heels?
This is a very, I don't know what the movie's about.
Nope.
I just know there's a scene and that's like been blasted all over over social media for like the promotional stuff. I have no idea what the movie's actually about.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do both things. First of all, the movie is about a former like tennis phenom who turns to the coaching side, and she's like a problematic, maybe kind of like a John McEnroe type of personality who starts coaching a male player. So it takes place, obviously, inside a Wimbledon type of setting. Second, the reason why she's been wearing all this tennis-themed wardrobe, right now, it is a big deal to do theme dressing. And this kind of started last year with Barbie and Margot Robbie. So they've kind of taken it to the next level. And now we've got tennis theme on the red carpet. So I think we're going to see a lot of theme dressing. We saw her also do it for Dune 2 as well. So it's kind of the trend right now. And it's a very profitable thing for fashion designers to create themed wardrobe for talent on the red carpet.
Okay.
So this summer is going to be all about tennis core or maybe pickleball core instead of Barbie core.
Sounds comfortable.
I like it.
So get out your tennis whites and forget about your hot pink Barbie color because that's out and your tennis whites are in.
The only reason I'm kind of glad Catherine's not around for 4 days, I miss her dearly. There's no question. I hate the fact that she's gone, except I don't have to hear these two words put together for 5 days, pickle and ball. God, she plays pickleball every day, and she just raves about it. She loves pickleball.
The game is addicting. I have not played yet, and Bill's friend is a pickleball coach, and he keeps on saying, I'm going to give you a free lesson. So I told Bill, I'm like, call him, let's do the free lesson. Because I like tennis. I'm a decent tennis player, not great, decent.
All right.
And I have a feeling I will probably also be just like Catherine, and I'll be out there on the court. And the only thing that interesting about me will be me talking about pickleball.
Yes.
That's okay, Catherine.
Exactly.
KB1 and KB2, same story, ladies and gentlemen. All right, way to get through it today without breaking down. That was good. That was a good thing.
You never know what Friday's going to deliver, though.
Well, that's true. And then you got Catherine.
I brought
crying.
The alcohol today. Nope. Yes. No Prosecco. This one's Tevin's. This one's AJ's. This AJ.
Okay.
Can I wait?
Perfect. Reach
down. I don't get one just because I'd end up in prison. Is that what?
We're gonna keep you sober.
Okay.
I do this? Okay, that one's AJ's, and this one. There we go.
That was very good.
It's so confusing to my brain when it's a reverse image.
It is reverse.
When I worked in home shopping, I was a mess. They'd be like, "Put the ring into the camera," and then I'd be like, "Whoop."
Well, close enough.
Yeah, you know why I'm not a home shopping host now.
All right, Pally. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet. Thanks.
Thanks very much. Chris and Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabanco.com to learn more. And member FDIC, equal housing lender. That was quite a day yesterday because she did start crying about her family in turmoil when it shouldn't be. And then Catherine starts crying because that family's not in turmoil. So there's a family in turmoil and a family that's very, very sweet. And it caused two women that I love dearly to cry. So there you go.
Yeah, got both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Got both ends of it, man. We're covered. We shall take a break. Be back in about 15 minutes with the family show and Michael Gelfand, as a matter of fact. That pill. Talk to you later.
Talk to you tomorrow.